Since long before the passage of Obamacare, Bloomington's own Volunteers in Medicine has been providing free care to people who can't otherwise afford it. And despite the health care law, the free clinic continues to see many clients. To find out more, WFHB News Director Joe Crawford spoke with the Executive Director of Volunteers in Medicine, Nancy Richman. We'll hear a portion of their conversation now for today's WFHB Community Report.
Reporting for WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford. I'm joined in the studio today by Nancy Richman. She is the Executive Director at Volunteers in Medicine, which has a mission to provide free medical care to the underserved in Monroe and Owen counties. Nancy, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks for the opportunity, Joe.
I wanted to talk because there's been so much discussion about the Affordable Care Act lately. And of course, in his first speech before Congress, Donald Trump renewed his calls to repeal and replace the ACA. Understandably, there's been pushback from the other side. Democrats have talked a lot about the good things that the law has done, and it's now regularly mentioned that about 20 million people gained health insurance as a result of the Affordable Care Act, sometimes also referred to as Obamacare. So I'm wondering, can you just tell us from the perspective of Volunteers in Medicine, which again has been providing care to the uninsured since long before the Affordable Care Act was in place, what changes have you seen as a result of this law?
Well, initially, when I first got to Volunteers in Medicine, we saw everyone who was uninsured. And there's always been a Healthy Indiana plan, which provided essentially Medicaid services for people living in the poverty level. Originally, that had a budgetary cap on it. And so people without children, there were only so many who could actually get insurance through the Healthy Indiana plan. And when Healthy Indiana Plan 2.0 came into effect, that cap was lifted. And so many, many people got insured through the Healthy Indiana plan, which was part of the Affordable Care Act law. So between the Medicaid expansion and the marketplace subsidized insurance plans through the Affordable Care Act, we did see many, many, many people get insurance. Since then, it's interesting, though, we have also seen many people either lose their insurance through Healthy Indiana Plan or find the options for them unaffordable. This is a really interesting and concerning time right now. I think there are many people who have the perception that with healthcare reform, everyone is now insured, or virtually everyone is now insured. And the sad reality is that hundreds of people in the Bloomington area and thousands across the country are still falling through the cracks. In fact, last year, over 70% of Volunteers in Medicine patients are U.S. citizens that are eligible for insurance but still remain uninsured. And part of how that happens is, one, people are eligible for subsidized marketplace plans and feel like even with that, the subsidies, it is unbelievably expensive for people who are living at 138% federal poverty level. That is not a lot of money if you're paying deductibles and premiums and copays. Another reason why people are still uninsured is that with the Healthy Indiana plan, if an individual misses a power account payment, which is what the premiums of the HIP plans are called, they actually get kicked off the plan and they're locked out for 6 months. Means they start off with insurance, they get a primary care doctor, they start with that doctor, and then if they get kicked off, they're now uninsured again without a doctor, and so they come back to Volunteers in Medicine. Also, if a person has a household income under the poverty level, they can't actually get kicked off of the plan, but they can be demoted from HIP Plus to HIP Basic, which means instead of paying the premiums, you pay as you go. So now you have copays for medications, for doctor's visits, and many people just can't afford that. So all those people are still falling through the cracks.
To be clear, if I understand correctly, you're not saying that it was better when there was no Affordable Care Act or there was no HIP 2.0, or are you saying that?
No, absolutely not. I mean, in fact, many, many people have become insured. I just think there are some affordability issues that it doesn't go far enough. so that people are still falling through the cracks. But it's been a huge improvement. And I'm grateful that Indiana has at least some form of Medicaid expansion, because there are some states that people living in poverty are simply dying because they have absolutely no options for medical care.
Yeah, so we at least have HIP 2.0 as compared to someplace where if a person was sort of below the threshold to purchase insurance on the Affordable Care Act exchange, they might simply have no option.
Nothing, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So what has this done to the number of people who are coming into Volunteers in Medicine? Because you're providing care to people who otherwise would probably have not be getting it at all. Have you seen fewer people because there are more people being covered through the Affordable Care Act?
We have. In the last 2 years, we have seen a drop in the numbers of people. Interestingly, that number is going up again because of the cracks that are widening in the healthcare reform system. And those cracks, as I look forward, I can see only widening further and our numbers going even more dramatically back up. When we started having fewer people coming to VIM, we were thinking about what is it that people need to really create health and wellness, and realized that it's well beyond a medical intervention, and that people living in poverty or lacking resources or homeless but insured, when you go to a private medical provider, you get your treatment and your medications for your illness. But they still have issues like where to store their medications if they don't have a home. How do you get transportation to get your medications? What about the stress of being without a job or losing your utilities for lack of ability to pay for them? There are all these social issues that actually exacerbate medical conditions. And that's not being addressed in a private medical practice. So Volunteers in Medicine still, we have many, many patients for whom we're providing free medical care, but we also have people with insurance for whom we're providing what we call health support services. So that might be somebody who needs housing in order to get a surgery to get them off the street and give them a safe, sterile place to live while they're recovering, because there are no medical respite beds in this community. Or it might be giving people transportation passes or helping them with healthy foods or even basic health education. And at the same time, we expanded our dental clinic, because even with Healthy Indiana Plan, there's virtually no coverage for dental. There's a very small amount that's barely tip of the iceberg.
Like so many other organizations, you have a mission, it seems, to ultimately put yourself out of business. In the ideal scenario, Volunteers in Medicine would not have to exist. There would not be so many underserved people who need free medical
care.
Absolutely. So where are the holes in the system that you think need to be fixed? What changes could be made that would mean so that we don't need a Volunteers in Medicine?
Well, perhaps two things. One is that we really believe that healthcare is a fundamental human right, not a privilege based on income or citizenship status or ability to navigate a complicated system. So some form of universal healthcare is, I think, the only way that would begin to put free clinics out of business. But more than that, that has to address the social determinants of illness. And that has to do with issues related to poverty, housing, employment, because, as I was saying earlier, being insured only gets you medical care. It doesn't get you housing, or doesn't get you a job at a living wage that then, you know, can maintain affordable housing and your family and healthy foods and so forth. I think the two have to go together. I think as long as there's poverty, there will be a need for free clinics.
I've been speaking with Nancy Richmond. She's the executive director at Volunteers in Medicine. And Nancy, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.